Amateur observers have spotted a mysterious signal from a classified network of satellites. NPR's Jeff Broomfield has more on the signal and why some worry it could cause problems for space communication.
It all began with a guy living out in British Columbia named Scott Tilley. Tilley tracks satellites for fun, kind of like plane spotting, but in space. He was working with his equipment one day.
And it was just a clumsy move at the keyboard. I was just resetting some stuff.
He switched to the wrong antenna and found himself looking at a range of radio frequencies that are normally quiet. He was about to move on when he saw something weird.
It's really subtle. Just, you know, you catch it by the corner of your eye. Hey, wait a minute. That's exactly the type of stuff I'm normally looking for.
A radio signal from a satellite, but at the wrong frequency. Tilley recorded the signal and then looked at a catalog other amateurs had created of all the satellites in space.
And bang, up came an unusual identification that I wasn't expecting at all. Starshield.
Starshield is a classified network of intelligence satellites from the commercial company SpaceX. Its users include spy agencies like the National Reconnaissance Office, which launched a batch of Starshield satellites just last month.
2-1, ignition, and liftoff of Falcon 9. Go SpaceX, go NRL 48.
Tilley has since spotted a lot more Starshields, 170 in all, and that's a problem, he says, because this frequency they're using to send data down to Earth is supposed to be used for the exact opposite, for sending commands from Earth to civilian satellites. He worries Starshield could mess them up.
Nearby satellites could receive radio frequency interference and could perhaps not respond properly to commands or ignore commands from Earth.
Kevin Gifford is a computer scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder who specializes in radio interference from spacecraft. He agrees Starshield signals could cause interference.
I think that it's definitely happening. How big of an impact is a question?
The truth is satellite operators really don't send that many commands from Earth to space, and the commands they do send via uplink are usually brief.
You know, that uplink has a low probability of being corrupted simply because the uplink in those bands is not happening that often.
SpaceX and the NRO did not respond to NPR's request for comment about the transmissions, but Tilley says he thinks the world needs to know. These secret satellites are beaming out a signal that could mess up other spacecraft. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.